Okay. Today we are in Daf Vav. We're going to start in Daf Hey on the Beis. A couple lines from the bottom, right? We're up to Hanicha. So basically, the Gemara is not going to ask what we mentioned in the Brisa. The Brisa previously mentioned that if you are right, to esteem the Brisa about if you have the guys or the not, and someone else's chametz in your rishus. One said you're chayav, one said you're not, one said it's aser, one said it's not, and that the difference was if you're mekabel achrayis. Mekabel achrayis, right? So if you're kibul of achrayis, then you're chayav because it's nechshav kimamono, it's as if it's yours. So Gemara is going to say, well, we have a machlokes as to whether davar hagorim lamamon kamamon dami. Right? That's a machlokes that comes out in the Gemara of Avakama and of Ayin Dal. It really comes out to someone who steals kachim mizbeach. Right? Someone steals kachim mizbeach, so it says over there, he's pachim from the kefel and tashlumi arba v'chamisha, because it says over there, v'gunav beis ha'ish. Beis ha'ish and not beis hekesh. And since these are kachim and they're mamon gavoa, they're not mamon bailim, the ganav doesn't have to pay the tashlumi geneva. But Rabbi Shimon there says that the kachim, right, that he was, if you're chayim in achrayas, let's say I was chayim, it's a neder, I'm chayim in the achrayas, so meaning that if they're stolen or they're lost, I had to bring another carbon, so then the guy would have to pay tashlumi kefa, tashlumi abar chamisha, because even though they're mamon gavoa, nevertheless, it's davar goron lamamo. It causes me a monetary loss, so davar goron lamamo kamamon dami. So Gemara says by us, Hani Chayin, saying the Braisa, who says, if you accept the Parnas of Achrayas, Lamanda Amar Dabar Goron Lamamon Kamamon Dami. That works fine according to the Sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who says, Dabar Hagoron Lamamon equals money. So over here, with the sense of a person accept the Parnas of Achrayas, so therefore, right, Rashi says, so Hani Chayin says, Hadar Minon, Mishum Dachrayas Aser, Lamanda Amar Rabbi Shimon Kamar Labam Kamar Kachin Chayim Achrayas Achrayas. So here too also, if it's lost, or something like that, I'm chayv in the achrayis, it's davar goron lamamo, so therefore it's mine. And therefore I have a problem with chametz. El laman damar lav kemamon dami, Michael Lememar. Why would I be chayv over here? It's not mine, just because I'm a kabbal achrayis, it's not mine, it's only goron lamamo, it's not actual mamon. Where it says, no, shani hachal, the din is different by chametz, the amar lo yimatzei. Because the pasuk says lo yimatzei, so therefore that includes the into the iser, chametz that just you have an achrayis for, as opposed to actually having a full ownership. Just achrayis is a sufficient ownership to be obligate you to get rid of the chametz. Where it says ikad amri, I can learn it the other way around also. Ikad amri hani chalaman damar davar hagor lemamon lav kemamon dami. It makes sense according to the man damar who says that davar hagor lemamon is not considered money, because haynu the itzrich lo yimatzei. That's why the pasuk tells me lo yimatzei to include this into the prohibition of owning the chametz. Elamanda amar kemamu dami lo yimatzei lamali. According to Rav Shimon, who says davar gol lamamon kemamu dami, why do I need the pasuk teach me lo yimatzei? If davar gol lamamon equals mamon, so this is mamon, this is mine. So it's pashut that I own this. It's pashut that it's mine. Why do I need the pasuk to tell me? What's lo yimatzei come to teach me? Right? Rashi says. No. Okay. So it's rich. No, we need it. We need it. Because sokar ha'itach amino ho v'chi isei hadr be'ene la v'rishusei kai. And you would think that maybe kolzman, so long the chametz is extant, right? The Jew can give it back to the nachri as it is, and therefore we say if you can give it back as it is, then it's not shush yisrael. Davar agron lemamon kemamon dami would only apply if it's no longer around. Okay, right? It's Rav Shimon only says davar agron lemamon kemamon dami when the item is no longer be'ein. Like say, was kachim was stolen or this was lost, because even though it's, right, because over there, even though, because over there, once she's obligating me to replace it, then it's kamamon dami. But here, as long as it's extant, you would think that maybe it's not goron lamamon yet, because only the obligation will come in when it's gone. So therefore, kamash malan. The kamash malan what? Kamash malan, I guess the kamash malan could either be that davar hagoron lamamon kamamon dami is even when the item is extant, or the kamash malan could be, even though davar goron lamamon is not considered kamamon dami when the item is extant, when chametz is different. Not sure what the Kamash Malan is, but Rashi says, Kamash Malan.
Here says, the Jew is
yeah, yeah, but that's how he explains it, but I don't think that's not the only way to explain the Kamash Malan.
No, but
Rashi says, Holo v'chi isa hadar hu gufei lamar be'enei, v'zeh dayin lo neved, right, as long as it's still in extant, it's not lost, v'chi amar Rav Shimon lahu hecha de'eno ve'ein. If Shimon says a din when it's not be'ein, we're going to kachim shahayu abayin lechayim machriyason. So Amar Rav Shimon, even though you don't pay double to the hektish, Iksiv l're'eyu v'lo l'hektesh, hacha chayev, why? The cave, and there's a chayev achri yosin re'eyu karina bay, ta garnal is chayev mamon. But he doesn't give an example of what it means. Different rishonim say different things. That's what's the kamash malan. It's the kamash malan that this is considered davar garnal mamon according to Rav Shimon, or across the board, it's not garnal mamon, but here it's different because it says lo yimatzei. Okay. Next. Right, just remember, we have the dinner of the Bechor, remember Maseches Bechoros, that there's an obligation to give the Bechor to one of the 24 Matnos Kehuna, and then it's Makam and the Veach, and this Chiyav is only if the Behema is owned in entirety by a Yisrael. But if there's a partnership, if there's a Shutvos with a Nachri, then it's a Ptur from Bechorah. So, Gemara says, Boy, Meini, Amy, Rava, if asked the following question of Rava, Behemas Arnona, the taxed Behema, right, behemoths are known. Rashi says, "Hamelech notel isra mina behema uminatua." They had a tax where the king would take 1/10 from the behema or 1/10 of the dough as a tax. So behemoths are known. Chayevus bechora or ain chayevus bechora? Is it obligated to bechora or not? Okay, this animal, I guess it's the mother. It's the king takes a tenth of the offspring as a tax. So you chayevus bechora. Rashi says the kaimalon. Kosha yad nachri be'emsa, anything that has the hand of the nachri, peturim in b'chora. Shemar liko b'chor b'Yisrael. Avalo b'achem. The eder zeh, and this flock, she'isiro shel melech b'socho, and here maybe he explains differently. He has a tenth, or he has a percentage of the flock, as for tax. Chayeves b'chora, letes lekomi b'chor shlem olo. Do we say, is it considered that the yad of the guy is here or not? So it makes a distinction. So the Gemara says, kol heicha the Gemara explains the suffix. If his hand in the flock is really collateral for a cash payment, meaning I can just pay cash and then he goes away from the flock, so then and he really doesn't have an ownership in there. He's just using the aider as a collateral. If I can pay him off with cash, so therefore he doesn't have an ownership in the animals, and therefore I'm chayv b'chora. But he kami boil on the shayla that they're asking is hecha the lo matzi misalkle bezuzei, where I can't pay him off with cash. So my, what's the din? Okay, right, what's the din? Are these animals considered owned by the guy, and therefore if they give birth, do you have b'chor?
So, if take the king out of the
picture here,
if you're shifted to the guy,
but
we said before that you don't
take
the father, if you can pay the guy off, you would be
hired? You mean pay the guy off? If I buy him out before the animal's born, well, then it belongs to a Jew, probably.
And even after the animal's born?
No.
No.
It wasn't a joint. That's only a partnership. There's a joint investment. There's clear ownership. Uh-huh. Here, there's not a joint investment. Saying you owe me money because I'm the king. I'm taking a tax. So does that right to tax? Does that constitute an ownership right in the animal to part to you from the obligation of bechor? So Amar Lahu. So Rava said to the people who asked him, "No, he's patur. He's patur because you see the tax right." You know, the tax lien is sufficient to create an ownership right. But we have a brice that says don't we have a brice that says that you're our chayev? So he answers, okay, fine. Hasam, there, the brice says your chayev is the matzim misalik lei. That's where you can pay him off cash, where he doesn't actually want the thing. It's just a collateral. Right, Rashi says the matzim misalik lei benoras. Right. Ika amri. Some say, learn it to answer this way. Amar Rava, behemas arnona peturim in a bechora. The afagav the matzim misalikle. Rava says no. A behemas arnona is ptur mibuchor. It does not have that tax lien is not sufficient ownership rights. Even the matzim misalikle. Even if you can pay him back. It is sufficient of a ownership right. Even if I can pay him back in cash, it's still an ownership right. So up to the point in time where I pay him back in cash, he has a right and a lien on my animal, and therefore he has a partnership with me and the animal, and therefore I'm pater. Right, Rashi says, "Apagad the matzim salikle, the kol kama de lo salki yado shaychel behemos." So long as he didn't pay him back, he still has a hand in the animals. So he says, "Behemos arnona is always going to be potter, but isa arnona, right? The fact that you have to give a certain amount of your dough to the king, chayeves b'chala, you would still be chayev in chala in that portion." Meaning also, chala is only chayiv if you own it. If you own it in conjunction with the guy, there's no chiyuv chala, right? Rashi says, Isa arnona chayeves. Right, the afagav delo matzim salikli. Even if I can't pay him off. Meaning I have to give him this. I'm still gonna, so he has such a hold in my dough, nevertheless I still chayv in chala. Rashi says, Isas arnona chayeves, the apagav the isas nachri v'tura, even though the dough of a goy is putter, but ochal yisroel below chala, because and you can eat it without taking chala, ta'ai riso sechem ksiv, zo chayeves. This is chayev. Rashi's going to explain, because it's the lesley chala. There's no voice. People don't see what's going on here. Meaning, right? The lesley chala, v'haroa omer shalohi v'ochla below chala. The fact that the king has a lien on has like a mechanic's lien on something that's on a real property, people know that that's reported. The fact that he has a lien on your dough, no one knows. They see you eating, they're going to think you're eating without a precious kalam. So really, al pidin, it would be potter, but it's only the rabbanon that they're chayiv to. We see that inside. So the Gemara says, my timer, what's the difference? Behema isle kala. The behema has a call. Right? People know that the king has a lien on it. But Isa Lesley Kala, people don't know that the king has a lien on it, and if you'll eat it without a first Kala, someone who sees it, it's more like a Maris Ayin issue. Someone sees you eating it, they think you're eating Tevel, and that'll be a problem. So therefore, in the Midrabanan, we say that you have to take it. So it's not a fundamental difference.
We have a special question on a Jew. The Jew goes, he's not going to eat something that's not good. We're arguing this, because you don't see that the... I don't know, I go to somebody's house, he's eating kosher food.
Meat
kosher.
What do you mean? If that would be true, then
Marisai
would never be an issue. No, but Marisai is always, there's plenty of a lot of things that regard to, you know, related to Marisai.
Something that's standard everyday things?
I don't know this. No, Marisai is.
Yeah, Marisai is going to go down.
We've had Marisai in a different situation.
Only when it looks funny.
Yeah.
Well, it looks funny, an issue. What looks funny?
You're in your own house. Who's
going
to
make a difference?
Oh, that's
not funny. Okay. So there's no fundamental distinction between the two. It's just a question of, you know, practically speaking, whether or not what people see. Okay, next. Going back to Chametz. Tana Rabbanan. We're learning in the Braisa. Nachri shenichmas l'chatzer shayisrael ubitseko biyado ein zokut levayer. A Nachri, a non-Jew, walks into my house on Pesach with a sandwich. He's coming to paint my house. He walks in with a sandwich. You don't have to freak out. You don't have to do anything. It's not my chametz. Problem? No problem.
Can I make a copy of this?
So I know. Why do you need it? It's on Chol Hamoed. It's on Yontif. You don't need the Erev anyway. The Torah about a Nachri should nichnas l'chatzer shel Yisrael b'tzeiko b'yado ein zokek levar. Hifkido eats low. Well, let's say the Nachri gave me the chametz to watch for him. Right? And we have a whole month. What level of obligation you have, and you accept it upon yourself, achrayus, right? Hifkido eats low. Let's do Rashi. Rashi says, "Ein zaka luvar before lo hisiku lahotzias anachmi rabayis kedamron avat harosh alchein." No problem. But hifkido eats low, and you're mekabel achrayus, then zakuk luvar. Then you have to get rid of it. I mean, I don't see how you get rid of it. I mean, you get rid of it, you destroy it, and then pay him back. Like you took upon you're a shomer for this stuff. You have now financial obligations to so that's you have a Pesach issue. The other hand, you have a Din Mamonos issue. So what do? I guess you have to get rid of it in a certain way. Maybe you market it. Maybe then you're marketed it to another guy, or maybe you get destroy it, then you pay him back. I'm not exactly sure what you're supposed to do.
What if he hefker the thing in your property?
Well, who hefkered what?
The guy. He walks through the thing and say, I don't want it anymore. Put in your property.
Did you make a kinyan on it to make it yours?
Your property can't make it.
Only with das. You have to. Did you take a kinyan? No, that's hefker. So the Gemara says, Yiched lo bayis. However, if you set aside for him a house, and you say, that's the house that you should use, put the chametz in there, ein zokek lebayir, then you don't have to destroy it, shenemar lo yimatzei. So what's the case of Yiched lo bayis? Major machlokas we've shown him. Rashi says, Yiched lo bayis, klomar, lo kiblu alav. You did not accept the chrayis. El amar le, you said to him, harei abayis lefanecha, just put it in the corner over there. I'm not accepting upon myself obligations. Tosa says, wait, what are you talking about? If you don't accept upon, if you're not Mekabal Achrayas, what do you need Yichel Obayas for? I'm not Mekabal Achrayas. Right? Rashi Tosa says, Peirus HaKuntras, Gelo Kibal HaBachrayas, El Amalei Harei Abayas Lefanecha, Bekashalari, Ma'ir Yichel, Afilo Lo Yichel Nami. Even if you weren't Meyachid, if you're not accepting upon yourself Achrayas, then what's the problem? Right? The Peirus HaBein Atam, Dafil of Achrayus Meiri. Here we're talking about a case where he did accept upon himself Achrayus. And nevertheless, Umishim Hafi Mechik Lo Yimatse, you still aren't obligated, you still have to get rid of it from Lo Yimatse. The Lo Chashiv Matsui, it's not considered Matsui, Kevin Sheyichad Lo Bias. You need two things according to Rebbe Tam. You need to accept upon Achrayus, and it has to be in your bias. even if I accept upon myself a chrayus and I put it over, and I tell you put it over there, I'm not going to go over there. Put it in that room. There's no chametz problem anymore. Even if I accept upon a chrayus, that's the chiddush of Tosos. So my kamar, the Gemara now says we have a problem with the inherent issue in the brayse itself. The brayse says ain zakek lebar because it says lo yimatzei. Well, lo yimatzei is a obligation. That tells me get rid of the chametz. And you're using lo yimatzei to tell me I don't need to get rid of the chametz. So this seems to be a steerer in the brayse itself. So the Gemara says my kamar. So Papa, no, a reisha kai. The lo yimatzei is coming on the reisha, which basically says you have to destroy it because it says lo yimatzei. So the Gemara says, "V'hachik amar hifkido etzel zokek levar shenemar lo yimatzei." Take the last lo yimatzei and pull it on to the beginning of the brisa. But Rav Ashi amar no la olam aseipakai. It's really going on the seif, and we'll have to reinterpret what the brisa is saying. V'hachik amar. This is what the brisa says: Yiched lo bayis ein zokek levar. Let's just go according to Tosos. You accept upon yourself a chrayus. I told him you can use the annex. Use it over there and put it there. So yiched lo bayis ein zokek levar shenemar, because the pasuk says lo yimatzei bivateichem. You don't have to. You can't find it in your house, right? And this chametz is really, I guess, not the nachri ki kamayel lebeis, the nafish kamayel. Basically, I gave him that house, so it's not in my house anymore. I gave him that house, so it's lo yimatzei b'vateichem. This is not b'vateichem, and it's not a problem. So Gemara says, wait a second. If you tell me now, if I'm yichel obayis, it becomes his. It's no longer mine. So I'll ask you a question. There is a machlokas as to whether or not if I do schiris, I rent the house to the guy, right? Does the guy become the Baal HaBayis? Does he become the actual owner? Right? And it comes into play in the Bryce, a Mishnah in Sechas of Rosara. The Mishnah over there is talking about, whether or not you're allowed to rent homes to a guy in Eretz Yisrael. Is it the problem of Lotus Chanin? So Gemara says, V'af b'makom sh'amru lahaskir, even in places where they permitted you to rent this house to the Nachri, lo lebeis dira amru, you can't rent to him for him to live there, mipnei shemachnis l'sofar avodos geulim, because he's going to bring his avodah zarah into the house, and there's a problem, it says lo sovi toeva, right, el beisecha, so therefore they didn't allow you to rent it to the guy. Now, the isak adaita, the schiras kanya, if you're going to say that schiras creates the kingdom, that the guy is now the owner, just like we said by chametz, the guy is now the owner, it's not your house, so ki kama'a lebeisei did nashi kama'a. So who cares if you're allowed to rent him? What are you worried about that he's going to bring avodah zarah? He's bringing avodah zarah to his own house. Why do I care? Once I'm allowed to give it to the guy, that area, say it's a sewer or a place, I'm allowed to give the guy the rental, so it's his. I'll let him bring me avodah zarah. Who cares? What does that have to do with me? So too over here. What does that have to do? You've proven that from here because it's his. That's why I have to worry about chametz. So Gemara says no. Shani hacha. The din is different by chametz. The afke rachmana b'loshem lo yimatzei. It's me shematzu biyotcha, yotze zesh eino matzu biyotcha. Here, William, it says, sort of going to be a kula. It's going to be basically saying that it's a difference. Oh, but yeah, there's the level for chametz is not necessarily kinyan, but just you might say where it's going to be matzu biyotcha. And this is not matzu biyotcha because I rented it to the guy and I let him have the rights to it. Yeah, he may not have a complete ownership to the fact that he can bring his avodah zarah in there, and therefore it won't be a problem in mishmish avodah zarah, but it's enough to get rid of the obligation to do bir chametz. It's a different level, right? Rashi says she'ei matzu biyotcha sharei osa zavis mesur lamachri. It belongs to the guy. It's owned. It's given to. It's handed to the guy. I would say owned. It's handed to the guy for his benefit and for his use. Okay.
This is not really. It's more like you're lending.
Not really. Right, but I'm giving. But that seems to be the point. Even by giving him the place, and I'm being miyachid, I'm specifically specifying that this is your place to use. That's detached from me, and that's sufficient. That's sufficient to get rid of the. It's not really monetary. Right, so that makes the question even stronger than originally. In this case, where I'm not even giving him, there's no even money transfer, and he didn't even pay me for it. It's his. So over there, it's definitely screws. So he says, no, that's exactly the point. The difference is that by chametz, it's lo yimatzei. And this is not yimatzei because it's basically, it's set aside, singled out for his use. Okay. Amrav Yehuda, Amarav. Yehuda says the name of Rav. Hamotzei chametz beveso beyontif. Somebody, you find chametz in their house on yontif. What do? Kofa alav es a kli. You take a kli and you put it on top. Right, Rashi says, Kofa alav es a kli. Dahalo chazir l'taltute v'yafuke. Well, it's muksa. So you can't move it on yontif. Miyu, but nevertheless, the value royal over. You're not violating value royal over here. To have but leibelibe meyesmol, because yesterday you were mevatel it. You said kol chamira. There's no issur value royal by yamotze, but you have a problem with that. Maybe now you can come to eat it, so cover it, and therefore you're done. And I guess after yontif you take care of it. I mean, come on, avod it charge but leibelibe, because we've said before and we say again that if you make do a bedika, you still have to do pitul. Elamishum shalol yishkach v'yolochay they'll serve fierce kli. You just won't want to forget and then eat it, so you cover it with a kli. Yeah, you would cover it anyway because you have the same problem. Right, so Rashi's over here. This is the case where you find your chametz, right? So you think that maybe you have a Vayirah Bayi Matzah problem, so you don't have a Vayirah Bayi Matzah problem because yesterday you revatel it. So it's not even yours anymore.
Right, but I'm saying even if it's not yours, you don't
want to come to eat it. Right, no point. So a lot of Rishonim have problems with Rashi. Rashi seems to indicate that if you are mevatel it, then you don't have a Vayirah Bayi Matzah problem. But if you are not mevatel it, let's say you didn't do bittul, and then you find the chametz, so what do you have to do? You have to destroy it now to get rid of the problem by Rabbi Yamatzeh. So you have to burn it. It seems to indicate in the other Rishonim that quote Rashi, they say that Rashi says, had you not mevatel it, then you have to go burn it. Well, then it becomes a problem of how you're burning it on Yontif.
Right.
That's the so then he says, right. Right. Rashi, it seems to be clear from Rashi that if you are not mevatel, then you're allowed to burn it on Yontif. Right, because basically you say that the Isra Torah Val Yirah is going to be doche the muksa the Rabbanan. It's going to be doche. The problem is, do we really hold like Rabbi Kiva, who says Ein Bir Chametz El? You have to hold like Rabbi Kiva to without burning, because he says Ein Bir Chametz El Sreif. But what if you hold up, you can do your chametz a different way? Maybe you don't burn it. You have to get rid of it a different way. That's fine. Throw it in the river. Who says it's enough, Monsieur? No. Hamotzi beveso, hamotzi chametz beveso biyotu. You found your chametz, right? You open the kid's drawer, and there's the peanut butter sandwich. So what do? You cover it, and then you gotta get rid of it after. Get rid of the afterwards. So Amar Rava, Imshel Hekdeshu. But if the chametz that you found on Yontif has a big sign in it that says Shel Hekdesh, right, or maybe even Shel Goy, but Shel Sol Hekdesh. You don't have to put a kli on top of it. Why? Because the whole problem you have with chametz is that you're used to eating it. But here, if it says on it hektish, you have to know for a fact that it's hektish, that people don't touch during the year, so you're not going to touch now. So you don't have a problem by your rabbi yamatzeh because it's chametz al hektish, it's not yours. And B, you don't have to put a kli on it because midil b'dilimilei. Put a kli on it anyway. Right? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Chem social nachri. Now this is your case, right? Let's say you find chametz of a goy in your house, and you weren't, obviously it's that case where you're not makabel chayis, so it's not yours. So you find this chametz in the house, so you're not over the isra of val yirah by yamatzei. Ose lo, so what you do, you make a mechitza sar tvachim mishum heker. You have to make a partition of 10 tvachim high to separate it, make it shum heker. The im shel hektesh, and if it's shel hektesh, ain't no sara. You don't have to make this my time.
Why can't you put a
plea
on
it?
Yeah.
Okay, because Rashi says, Oslo Mechitza, when did you find this? He says you found this by Arba Asar. You found this on the 14th. Mishum Heker Shelo Yishkach V'Yochlenu. You have to separate it. When you sell your chametz on Pesach, you just put a drape over it and you put it behind the closed doors. You have to make the Mechitza. Exact the case here. Right? That's exactly the case.
That's like putting a cover over
it. No, a cover is different. Lo Sagile B'Kriyas Kli, Rashi says, Ko Shiva. Right, you can't. It's not mine, and I don't have a chrayus, so I can't destroy it. What am I going to do? So he says, I just put a kli on top of it. A kli is not enough, he says. Right. Lo sagin the kli is kli kol shiva shakli nital etzorech. If you need the kli, you're going to take it. Someone may take the kli off.
What's the purpose of the kli then?
The kli is when you found it on yontif. If you find your own chametz on yontif, you put the kli. You can't build a mechitza on yontif. That's number one. So what do? You put the kli on it, and after yontif, you take it away and destroy it. The chametz of the guy. I had the chametz in my house, right? The chametz in my house, I sold to the guy. I can destroy it? Can't, it's not mine. No, I have no right to it.
Right, so you build a mechitza around it?
So in Erev Yontif, what you do is you build a mechitza around it. Basically, we have them in our cabinets. But if you ever see somebody who has, let's say he has chametz lying on a table, and he throws a sheet over it to get rid of it on Pesach, it's not good enough. You have to have a mechitza at Esr Tvachim. You put it in the cabinets, it's not a problem. Right, the Rashi says, Aslo mechitza v'arba asar. It's only on if you find it on Yom Tov, you can't make a mechitza. You cover it. Right, Bishem Hekosh, what do you expect for the Klenu? Below Slegle, the Chvias Kli Kol Shivash, a cleaning to a Tzorach. Umihu, Hahu de Lael, but above, Efshar Levi Mechitza, and you make a Mechitza, Bishem Chad Yom, a Slegle, the Chvias Kli, will allow you to run. Because for one day, the Chvias Kli can work. But for the whole Yom Tov, the Chvias Kli doesn't work. So you can't have your Chametz out on Pesach that you sold and just cover it. It has to be behind closed doors. So close it up. You have to have this real Hekosh. Right? Well, on what? How high is the sheet? I mean, it's it goes up and down. Yeah, I'm not talking about like this, and you just go like that. You're making a mechitza. That's not a mechitza. If you just cover something, that's not a mechitza. Okay. So Tosos asks, wait a second. Remember, Masechta Shabbos, we learned, you now let be metal to the kli l'tzorich mutzah. So how are here on Yom Tov? What? You now let be metal to the kli l'tzorich mutzah. Right? Rashi Tosos says. You are only permitted to carry a kli for the use for heter use. If I'm using the kli for a muksa item, I can't use it. So here the chametz is muksa. How can I take a kli and cover it? The Tosa says, you can say, A, you only use a kli that I originally took with tzorach makomo. I would say, if I take a kli with tzorach makomo, now I can put it anywhere. Inami, you could say, hachashar mishum dilma asu l'michle. It's Rabbanan, Muxos of the Rabbanan. And Rabbanan said, in this instance, we have a fear, where you have a fear that you may come to eat it, they allowed you to be metal to the Kli. But according to the first answer, Tosos, it's not the case. The Muxos prohibition would still apply. You could only use a Kli that was originally picked up. What? This is not by your Rabbi Yamatzeh. You were mocking. What? Yeah, but Rashi said, Mishum Ba'yirah lo avard abatli b'libe, because you're having mevatel it already. There is no Ba'yirah Ba'yamatzeh here. There's a muksa problem to move it. Okay. The Amar, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. Hamifaresh. Someone who's going on a trip. This is, you have to ask the Shilas, people go away. Hamifaresh. Right? You're going, the Yotze Vishayara. You're going someplace far. Kodem Shloshim Yom. You're leaving your house more than 30 days before Pesach. Ein Zoka Glavari. You don't have to do Bir Chametz from your house. But betok shloshim yom, if you leave within 30 days of Pesach, zokek levar, then you have to destroy it because the chi of a bi or a bedika takes his chal within 30 days. Amar Abaye, had amart that you said betok shloshim yom zokek levar. When you said that you only if you leave within 30 days, you have to destroy the chametz. Lo amaron, that the caveat to that is elosh daito laksor. That's only if you have in mind to come back on Pesach. About ein daito laksor, ein zokel gavar. But if he doesn't have in mind, he doesn't have the intention to come back during Pesach, he still doesn't have to destroy it, even if he's going to leave within 30 days. Suddenly, Rav says, what are you talking about? He daito laksor, if his das is to come back on Pesach, then even if he left on Rosh Hashanah, he's got to destroy the chametz. He's going to be there on Pesach. What's the problem? If he couldn't be there on Pesach, he's got to get rid of it. So Gemara says, Ela amar Rav, this is what you have to say. Had amart, that you said, kodim shloshi yom ein zokel gavar, that you said that if you leave more than 3 days out before Pesach, that you don't have to do biur. Lo amaram, we only said that din ella she'ein daita laksor. That if he doesn't have his intention to come back during Pesach, about daita laksor. But if he does have intention to come back on Pesach, even if he left on Rosh Hashanah, he left all the way. Even if he left, and Rosh Hashanah probably left after. He left any time. If he has to come back on Pesach, he's coming back on Pesach. Right, Rashi says, afilu Rosh Hashanah. Fourth last line, the chihada be made Pesach avrole, right? But he shaita the lab rishusah he delivit lay, and it's not there. He's not as rishusah. He can't do bittel. Shere iser hanav. Okay, we'll come back later. But he says it's, once he comes back on Pesach, he's gonna be over the violation of Ba'yirah Ba'yamatzeh. So it doesn't matter. If you have kavanah to come back on Pesach, you have to do beer.
Why is he not?
He says he's not mevatel because he didn't do bittel because he wasn't there. I guess if he did do bittel, it's a different problem. But if he isn't there, you can't once receive either. Right, because it's no longer yours. No longer yours. We'll see that tonight. At the end of today is the beginning of tomorrow, probably tomorrow.
So it's no longer yours.
Because you see that there are two things the Torah said are not yours, and they give you the din of yours. Bor b'shus haravim, mechametz shavu, and chametz on Pesach. But as the Rava l'tamei, and Rava goes l'shita. So the Amar Rava says, Ha'osa beis otzar kodim shloshim yom. If you make the silo of tua 30 days before Pesach, ein zokek levar. You don't have to get rid of the chametz there because I don't know what's the reason why. Right, you make turn your house into a otzar. Rashi says, Shehichli sham tua v'tachter chametz. Right. But ein zokek levar. But tosh loshim yom, within 30 days, zokel lebara. The kolim shloshim nami lo amaron eloshein daitel ifnoso. Abal daitel ifnoso. If you have the intention to remove it from the house, afilu kolim shloshim yom nami zokel lebara, because I guess your intention is to come back on Pesach, so then you have to get rid of it. If your intention is to come back and move the chametz, right? Tosh loshim yom zokel lebara di lechafila zet lo zahu biuro. Kolim shloshim lo chalach olus bir alav. For some reason, it says if it's like it's closed up, it's not open, and therefore you don't have the obligation to destroy it. If I'm going to go back in and move it out of the house, so therefore it's no longer covered, and I have an obligation to destroy it. So even if I set this up more than 30 days before Pesach, if I have the intention to come back on Pesach, then clearly I have to see a beer. Okay, so honey shloshim yom ma'avitu. So these 30 days, where do you get these 30 days from? So Gemara says, Kedesanya. Learned in a Brayis, Lo Sholim Medarshim Yilchas Pesach, Kodom Pesach Shoshim Yom. Supposed to learn Hilchas Pesach 30 days before Pesach, right? Mishim Gamilo Omer Shnei Shabbosos. He says 2 weeks before Pesach, Lo Sholim Medarshim. Okay, what's the difference? What's the Nafkamina? So I remember, the only Nafkamina really is that if you're going to ask the Rav Shaila, right, so at 30 days before Pesach, but if somebody's asking the Rav Shaila on Hilchos Chametz, and somebody else is coming to ask him a question, if they build a sukkah this way, the Rav doesn't have to answer him about the sukkah, he can go and answer the guy who's talking about Chametz. I mean, that's the halacha, what's the issue? Otherwise, you know, scopically, you learn the halachas of Pesach before Pesach, learn the halachas of Sukkot before Sukkot, learn the halachas of Shavuos, whatever they may be, before Shavuos, right? So my time on Tanakama, what's the reason why Tanakama says they should start doing this 30 days before Pesach? Because Shari Moshe Ome Bepesach Rishon. Moshe is standing Pesach Rishon. Rashi is actually it's not Pesach, it's the real Pesach. He's standing on the 14th. Right, the 14th of Nisan. He's standing on the 14th of Nisan. Umazira Pesach Sheni. And he's telling everybody else about Pesach Sheni. 30 days before, he's telling them about Pesach Sheni. Shenemars, the Pasuk says, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael sepesach b'moado. They were making the korban pesach, and it's applied time, which is yudalid, right? And then it says v'ksiv vayhi anashim asher yitmeinu nefesh, right? V'lo yuchlu lasos pesach. And then the whole thing about Pesach Sheni comes about 30 days before. Tosa says, "What are you talking about? Why is that literally din?" He says, "The only reason why he said the halachas of Pesach Sheni on Pesach Rishon is not because the halach of 30 days, it's because that's when it happened." Tosa says, "Apal gav shal yedei she'ilason huskak lomer lehen." He says, "Mikol makom lo yisurach laharich ela altasu pesach vasulo." He could simply said, "No, don't do Pesach now. That would be the end of it." He went on to the Pesach and started going into the other halachas of Pesach Sheni. He didn't have to go into such detail. He only went to such detail because it's shloshim yom. That's the reason. I think the question is better. But had they not asked him the question, would he have talked about Pesach Sheni?
No, that's what it started. Because let's say it would be 45 days. He would have done it 15 days before Pesach Rishon, and then that would have been for what it was supposed to be 30 days.
That's Tosa's question, but Tosa's answer is that he didn't have to go into such detail. Okay. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Amar Lacha, he says, So that's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's answer is basically the same thing. He's like, wait, it's not a halach over there. The reason why he was talking about it 30 days beforehand is because he was talking about Hilchos Pesach. So he said, I'm giving Shir and Hilchos Pesach anyway today, so let me give you a Shir and Pesach Sheni. What's the big deal? So my time is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So where's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel get his two weeks from? So my time is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Sorry, Moshe Ome B'Rosh Chodesh. Moshe stood on Rosh Chodesh on the first of the month, right? Umazir al Pesach. And then he was talking about the Pesach, which was going to take place 2 weeks from then. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. This is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Rosh Chodashim. Ekseiv, and then it says, Davru HaKol Adash B'nei Yisrael, El Dash Yisrael Leimor, Be'esor LaChodesh Hazeh, B'chul Lahem Ish Seh LeBeis Avos. And then you keep it from the 10th day to Korban Pesach. Right? It says, V'hoi Lachem L'Mishmer, Sar Abo Asar Yom LaChodesh Hazeh. So on Rosh Chodesh, Moshe is telling them about the halachas of Korban Pesach, which is going to take place on the 14th. That's 2 weeks in advance. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Umimai Dibereish Yarka Kai. How do we know that Moshe is telling this parsha on the Rosh Chodesh? Who says it's on Rosh Chodesh, right? It says, HaChodesh Elechem Rosh Chodeshim, right? And then later on in the parsha it says, Dabru Aldas Bnei Yisrael Leimor. How do we know that he said the second pasuk on Rosh Chodesh? Yeah, and then later on he says something else. Right, Rashi says, That's one part. That's that parsha. Then there's a the next parsha talks about Pesach. Who says they're talking about the same time? Parsha 1, this is Rosh Chodesh. Parsha 2, talk about Pesach. How do you know they were said at the same time on Rosh Chodesh? Dilma ba'arba b'yarcha b'chamish b'yarcha. Maybe he said it in Dalet or Hey. Who says he said it on Rosh Chodesh? So he says Ela Amar Rava Bar Shimi Mishmei Derava Mehacha. This is where we learn it from. This is the Pesach in the Midbar. It says Vayidaver Hashem Moshe b'Midbar Sinai. Moshe, Hashem spoke to Moshe in the Midbar. Bishana Hashenis, let's say Shemayim Mitzrayim. He's talking about the second year they left Mitzrayim. Bachoros Harishon in the first month, saying the Ksiv. And it says right afterwards. The next pasuk, Vayasu Bnei Yisrael to Pesach Modo. Bnei Yisrael should do the Pesach on time. So Moshe is now being Mazir. So watch this again. Hachanami, might be Rish Achakai. Doesn't say in the first pasuk that he spoke on Rosh Chodesh. It just says Bachoros Harishon during the first month. First month can be any day during the first month. Who says it's 2 weeks before on Rosh Chodesh? Right? Hakanami, my the Rish Yachakai, Dilma Barba, Biyarko, Bechamisha Biyarkakai. Our answer is now, Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzhak, I see Midbar, me Midbar. We're going to say Rishavar in the words Midbar. Ksiv Hakla, it says in the Parsha by Pesach, it says, right, Ber Shem El Moshe, the Midbar Sinai. Ksiv Hassam, and it says in the previous parak, in the first parak of Parsha of Midbar, it says, right, the Ber Shem El Moshe, way more, Ber Shem El Moshe, Midbar Sinai, the Omo Eid, the Echel Echel Shasheni. Remember, the first Parsha of Midbar is talking a month later. Right, it's talking on the second month of the year, but it says the Rosh Chodesh of the second month. So just like the Midbar over there is Rosh Chodesh, so too, Ma'ala Holland, the Rosh Chodesh, Avkan, the Parsha of Pesach is talking about Rosh Chodesh. So, the Gemara says, the Nichte Bereisha, the Chodesh Rishon, the Hadar Nichte, the Chodesh Sheni. That's the question. Yeah. Now we're talking, what's going on about here? Perek Aleph is talking about the second month. The Perek Tess is talking about the first month. It's out of order. It's out of order. What's going on here? The Gemara says, Amar Menashe, Vatachlifu, Mishmei Derav, Zosomeros, Eimukta, Mukha B'Torah. You see from here, a mukta mukha b'torah. It's not necessarily in order. Right? That major thing that this comes up is the machlokes between the Ramban and Rashi about when the tzivoy for the Hakamas HaMishkan was given.
This is the only place in the Torah where it has to be.
Well, it says b'feirish it has to be. The Ramban will have to agree here. The Ramban says that there is mukta mukha b'torah unless you have no choice.
You're not doing
chronological.
You're doing
Gzeir Shem from it. But we did Gzeir Shem
from it. You are.
I understand that.
So you're making hekesh from the one that came later.
Exactly. But the hekesh is not chronological. The hekesh is based on the psukim.
I understand.
Okay. The Gemara says, wait a second. Amra, Papa, Lo, Amara, and this whole deal of Eimut, Mucha, Betorah is Ela, Betray, and Yonah. That's only in two separate parshios. Ava, Bechad, and Yonah. In one parshios, my demuktam muktam and my demucham uchar. Whatever happened first happened, first happened, second happened, second. Because if you don't say that there's muktam muchar in an actual parsha, well then all these klal klal, how do you have that?
Why don't you do it the other way around? Since the second one was done, you know the second month. Why don't we do the second month from the first month, which was done chronologically correctly? So we've done it on the fourth or the fifth.
Well, because it says the favors in the other one is Rosh Chodesh. One of them has a non-definitive date. One of them has a definitive date. So you learn the non-definitive date from the definitive date. You can't say, oh, it says Rosh Chodesh here, but it's not Rosh Chodesh because there it doesn't say.
But the backward drives you crazy.
Yeah, it drives you nuts. Okay. So the Gemara says, because if you don't say that, then klal uprat, right? If you have a klal uprat, the halacha is by klal uprat, if you have a general rule then a more specific rule, we say, ein b'chal mashm prat. Only what's in the klal only includes what's in the prat. So deal with prata klahu. If you say muktam eight muktam mukha or even one parsha, you know, how do you know it's a klahu prat? Maybe it's a prata klahu, maybe it's the other way around, and therefore it's more expansive. But vitsu, and even so, what about pratu klahu? Let's have a prat, u klahu, nasa klahu musaf ala prat. So the klahu includes more, right? Dilma klahu pratu. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe a klahu prat is a prata klahu, maybe a prata klahu is a klahu prat because there's no muktam mukha. So Moshe says, Ihachi, if that's the case, wait a second. We learn klal for the klals from two parshios, not necessarily all the same one parsha. I feel between Yoni and Ami. So Kumar says, no, honey, Kalaman Dhamma klal uprat, hamur chokin zemi zei doinos, so be klal uprat. According to my Dhamma, says that klal uprat is separated from each other, against two different parshios, we don't learn. But, Ela, Laman Dhamma shadani, Mike Lamemar. According to my Dhamma, says you can learn a klal uprat that are distanced from each other, even from two different parshios. Well, if we don't have Mukta Mukha Batorah, then how do I know it's a klal uprat? Maybe it's a prat klal. How do I know it's a prat klal? Maybe it's a klal uprat. So the Gemara says, Afila Man Dhamma Dunin, right? Even according to my Dhamma, who says that you can learn a klal uprat that are distanced from each other, Hani Mili Bichad Inyana. That's only if it's in one Inyan, right? Abba Betray Inyana, but with two different Inyanim, ain't Dunin. You can't do klal uprat. So even what Raz says, a muktam mucha b'torah, that's only if it's two separate topics. But if there is one topic, if it's the same topic, then it's muktam mucha. Meaning if a topic is spoken about in this parsha, and a topic is spoken about again later, that's ordered. That's in order. But if it's two different topics, who says the two different topics are in order? Say a muktam mucha b'torah. Interesting, it goes, it's a parshanut issue right smack in the middle of the Gemara.
But Prat uklal, by definition, is always the same topic.
Sorry?
Prat uklal, uklat, uklal, uklat, is always the same topic they talk about.
Usually, yeah.
So that means, though, you go by chronological.
According to that, if they're in separate parshas. So most of the time they're in a pasuk. And most of the time they're right next to each other. Okay. Go a little further. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav. Habodek, if you're doing Bedikas Chametz, Sharech Chivata. You still have to do Bitul Chametz. If you did Bedika, you still have to do Bitul right away. You have to say Kol Chametz, the Ikabri Shusei, should be Mavata. Right? As she says, Habodek, it's like sort of in the middle. Habodek, Sharech Chivata, Belibo, Samech LeBedika Miyad. Right after the Bedika, the Omer and say Kol Chamir, the Ikabri say Hadin Levito. You have to do Bitul chametz right after you do the bedikas chametz. My timer. What's the reason why? Why do I have to do it right now? I guess is the question. Rashi says my timer. Hari mevar kol nimsa. You're going to destroy everything that you found. So what do you have to do? What do you have to do? Bitul right now. The Gemara says my timer. Inema. If you say mishum pirurin, if maybe you're choshesh, then maybe you're going to find the crumbs. Right. Haluch hashivi. These pirurim are not important. They're not a dover choshev. If they're not a dover choshev, there's no problem. Right. The Gemara says okay. The chitema. Maybe these purim are not, typically, they're not Dabar Chashev. But now they're guarded, and when they're guarded, maybe they get a status of being Dabar Chashev. Where they're guarded in my house. The Gemara says, no. Right, so, right. Chi tema, kevon de mintalu agabese, chashive, their chashev can't be. Vahatanya, if something's not chashev, even if it's guarded, it doesn't make a difference. Raya from case of Maestros. So, Tosefta and Maestros, so we all know. Sofe te'enim, right, so you have these te'enim that are left over after you gathered everything, and they're not fully ripe. The mishamer sadei lepnei anavim, but you're still guarding your field from the grapes. The good grapes are there, right? Or sop anavim, or these unripe grapes. But mishamer sadei lepnei mikshos veidelos, and you're still guarding your field from the gourds in there. So nevertheless, bizman shabalabayis makbid aleihen, if the balabayis is makbid on these unripened grapes or te'enim. Then asur mishum gezel, you're not allowed to steal them. V'chayavim b'meiser, and they will be chayav in meiser. But bezman she'ein balabayis makbid aleihem, if he's not makbid on them, mutarim mishum gezel. I mean, there's no gezel. Upatur mishum meiser, they're considered payos hefker. So even though I'm guarding the field, if these things are not chashiv, then there's no chashivus. So to here, even though the crumbs are being guarded by the house, they're not dabar chashiv. So you can't say I'm doing bitul chametz for the pirurim, because they're not dabar chashiv. So Amar Rava, Rava says, why do you have to do Bitul Chametz after the Bedikah? Is Gezeira Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafe Bedaiti Ilave? Because maybe you're going to find a very nice piece of bread, and you're gonna eat it, and you're not gonna want to destroy it. Why would I destroy this beautiful, you know, piece of bread? It'll be over on Bayi Rava Yamatse. But after I do Bitul, so then I was Mavatel. There's no problem. And then why do you burn it if you do Bitul? Because maybe you'll want to eat it even if you do Bitul. Right? Rashi says, V'daito aleha, chashuvahu be'ena, v'chasaleh l'sarfa, u'mishahe afilu rega achas. I said, I don't want to burn it. And even that 1 second that I say, I don't want to destroy it, right? V'nimtza over la v'vayiro v'vayimatze. Ava mishabatla, once you do Bitul, enu over, the loks of elatash bisu. What does that mean? Oh, this is tashbisu, and you already did hashbasa because you were mevatel.
You can't undo it.
Right, so that's why you burn it. No, takana. Why you do both then? So why you do? So what?
But that's something you found. It's your bitul is worthless if you want it. You find it, right?
Right.
Obviously, you didn't burn that. It's there.
Then burns it afterwards.
Where's your bitul worth if you now you have thinking about it?
Just safeguard.
Yeah,
burning is a safeguard.
Can you undo your bitul by your desires about this thing?
Yeah, I hear it. Right, to look into that. I'm not sure.
The
burning is a safeguard. Yeah, also right. You're not. In other words, if you don't do bitul, then the second you see it, you're over on it. If you did bitul, then you have to probably, I don't know. It's like awesome.
If you did bitul and said maybe not this piece of bread.
No, but you didn't know, but you were mavatul it.
You were mavatul it. Then you said, man, you know what? That's a nice piece of bread. Maybe. So you bitul.
Yeah, it's the same. The same issue. The same issue arises. All right, good question. I don't know. Okay, we'll stop here.